Now, you wrote the screenplay. Was there any consultation with Kristen or Mezieres, the creators of the original comic?
I know them for so long that at every step of the process, I talk to them and I consult them. I give them the script. They have some very good comments, by the way. I show them the drawings, and they come on the set. They have seen the editing. They have seen the finished film. So they are my two fathers, in a way, so I don't want to betray them. But there's this very gorgeous line that Krista, the writer of Valerian, he says to me one day, he said, "Look, you know, I'm glad you try to respect us, but I'd rather that you surprise us than to respect us." And I thought for an 80-year-old man, it was a pretty young reaction. He wants to be surprised. So he really let me go. And I was more the guardian of the temple, in fact, than them.
7 years of hard work, a childhood dream, I guess, finally realized. Does this actually fill you with a bit of trepidation, or are you excited?
I feel like a navigator who go around the world by himself on the boat, and he see the land at the end of the trip. So I feel so much better now that it's finished. Just the fact that we succeed by making it, it's already for me a victory, because it's almost impossible to do this kind of film outside of the Hollywood system, and the film is really European for that. It's even if on these themes inside, and it's not a superhero film, it's much more granted, much more human, and much more, probably much more open and colorful.
Yes, well, you say it's colourful. I mean, the first thing I noticed about the film were the spectacularly lush visuals. Is there a risk that these beautiful visuals could distract from the storyline and the themes of the film, which I thought were like peace, compassion, empathy?
It's always a risk, but let's take the example, the reverse. Right now in the movie industry, most of the time, we see a storytelling that after 20 minutes, I understand everything. I know who is the villain, how it's going to finish. Everybody's in tides, and it's not specifically gorgeous. So is it a risk that I get bored? Yeah, it's a risk that I get bored. So now it's the reverse. Now the film is so full of things that, yeah, it could be a distraction. My advice is watching twice. The second time you will see the storytelling and you will see everything. But what's interesting is I've seen some of the young audience, for example, 12, 14 years old, the speed where they eat things is so fast that the only thing they remember is the storyline. So, yeah, it could be a risk, but I'm so happy to take the risk.
What is the attraction of the Valerian and Laureline comics as source material for sci-fi filmmakers?
The theme first. The themes who are developed in it are very, for me, very actual. He's talking about preserving the planet, living together, which is for me a big, huge subject today, because we cannot live together. As soon as you not have the same color or the same religion or the same size or the same age, it's a problem. And here is the film where we have to deal with 8,000 different kind of species, and we have to make it work. And I think it's a sweet, funny message to brought up today. So the themes were very actual. And also the fact that they are working together. It's just a man and a woman, cops. And their tiny story looks like every story. Did the guy will get the girl? She will say yes or no. And he's cracking jokes. It's not always good. He's a little pretentious. She's holding the house. You know, like there's all these themes were very so much like today, like my life. I can identify to that. I like some of the superheroes film, but I cannot identify it. I don't have superpower. So I just can watch the strength of America defending the world against the aliens. And I want exactly to do the opposite. I want the aliens to be the nice guys. And as usual, the villain is one of us.
Yeah, well, you know? I did notice the film, it does have a very positive outlook of the future.
The future is a bright white page. we can write whatever we want. Why we have to write our fear? Let's write our goal, you know, and I want my future to be bright and positive. Otherwise, I'm going to kill myself because, you know, I don't want to live in this depression thing. I want to have a hope in a way.
Now, Valerian is opening in the US summer, or I thought it may have already opened, but it is competing against established franchises. Do you consider that a risk at all for a large independent European?
Yeah, it's a big risk, but, you know, the film goes around the world, not only in the US. So we know for sure since the beginning that we are not defending. The film is very, very European, very colorful, and it's not about the supremacy of America defending the rest of the world. There is no superheroes. So we know it's different, and we know it's a risk for U.S. who are very, self-oriented, you know, about themselves. They don't like so much foreigners. And we knew it's a risk, but it's okay, it's fine. There's U.S. and there's the rest of the world. And actually, the film opened in a couple of countries in Europe, and you know, we're number one. And I think it's a real opposition with two kind of sci-fi. But I think at the end, the winner is the audience, because the audience have the choices between two kind of film. I think that what will be wrong for us, it's on 10 cinema if we have 10 Marvel films. Because it's like going to a fast food every day. It's not good. I love fast food once in a while, no problem. But I want the French cuisine also, you know?
Right. Now, The Fifth Element, which was released about 20 years ago, and sorry to harp on America again, but it took Americans quite a while to get that film.
Yeah, sure.
Do you hope that they'll get this one a bit quicker?
No, I think it will be the same, I think. You know, like, it's funny how The Fifth Element now is a cult movie in U.S., but it was not the case at the beginning. The critics doesn't like it, and it was too different, and the president was black. Oh, my God. So, no, I think it will be the same, but that's okay. You know, there is a moment in the history where Van Gogh, the painter, couldn't sell his painting for €2. Does he change his painting? No. So I'm not going to change mine.